Good afternoon, and welcome to our fourth concert. The first piece on the program, as you know, is Stravinsky's Symphony in C. This is not a format Stravinsky used very much because when he used the orchestra, and even when it was a piece just for orchestra, in other words, not a ballet or accompanying vocalists or a chorus or part of an opera or an oratorio or a mass, he tended to be very progressive in trying to create what he knew was a more progressive form of music and not something like the symphonic form, which is, of course, based, as I mentioned before, earlier in the Sons of Bach and in the very young Haydn, basically the last couple of decades of the 18th century, and, of course, the wealth of the 19th century, beginning with Beethoven and ending with Brahms and Mahler and Bruckner and all the other composers who continued to write symphonic works, symphonies for the orchestra. And yet he was fascinated with the form, Stravinsky, and returned to it on several occasions throughout his career, and this is one of the occasions. This is a very bittersweet piece, and it's probably in the notes, but I wanted to mention, although it's quite sad, that while he was working on this work, three very close people who were very close to him all died in a matter of several months. His sister, his daughter, and a very good friend. And Stravinsky, who had, I've probably joked in the past about him, that he seemed imperturbable at all times. And one of the reasons why it seemed like, you know, he did not wear his heart on his sleeve. He was the exact opposite, not the robot, but very reserved and withdrawn, if you will, and analytical. And yet, in this piece, even though it is a throwback piece, and which I'll get to in a second and describe what I mean by that, it's a piece that's imbued with a certain pathos, a certain sadness, not throughout, but in certain places of the piece. The model that I alluded to in my comments just a few minutes ago actually places this piece in a strange titled style of the 20th century, neoclassical. And neoclassical, of course, refers to the period of Mozart and Haydn, mostly previous to the turn of the 19th century, the early 1800s. But a young Beethoven is writing in this style. And the classical style refers not per se to a certain size of orchestra, but to a certain, if you will, ethos in that the music in the first and fourth movements is light and quick. And it could be intense, of course, and get very dramatic as it does in with Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, for instance. And yet, for the most part, there is a brevity to these movements. And there's a lightness and a quickness to them in the outer movements. And the third movement is almost always a dance movement, which started out as a slow minuet in three-beat time, and then speeds up into a faster three-beat time, into a 1-2-3, 1-2-3 in Beethoven's time. And then the second movement is typically a slow movement, which is not always melancholy. It's usually, you know, happy and yet very, very lyrical. Hearing Mozart in this piece is really tricky because Stravinsky is using the harmonic language of the 20th century. So as I mentioned before, there is not overwhelming dissonance, but it's kind of thorny at the edges. It's like he's starting out with, being in a key. After all, the title of the piece is Symphony in C, and it is in C major, and yet he moves very quickly from key area to key area. So you should let the dissonance kind of pass by you in a matter of speaking, and notice the intricacies, especially of the genius at work in knowing how to create balances and orchestrations that allow ideas, little brief themes, if you will, to bounce from one section of one instrument to the next. And he does this with alacrity, and he does this very much in the way that Beethoven did, and Schumann did, and Brahms did. So, nevertheless, this is a delightful, challenging, and intriguing work, and great fun and a great challenge for us to play. the Symphony in C of Stravinsky.